This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Roger Stone responding to all the big Ghislaine Maxwell breaking news. He's going to pop in for one segment from the road, and then I'm going to dive back into our top stories. The Canadian government and scientists are confirming massive increases in miscarriages after women take the shots. We've got that. We've got the even bigger news where they're announcing forced inoculations in Europe. The EU dictator has, and it's being prepared here as well. And the biggest news, of course, is that they're now coming after children and Obama and Fauci are helping inject them with this garbage. And the FDA has confirmed in documents ordered to be released that in the first month of the shots, they know of thousands of people that died from the deadly injections. That is coming up after Roger leaves us at 15 after. Here's one of the doctors talking about the heart situation.
Seeing this abstract publication circulation, I was concerned about it for a number of reasons. So first and foremost, we have to understand that there's been a shift in understanding of heart disease over the years, that we know now it's a chronic inflammatory condition that is exacerbated by some called insulin resistance, which we talked about on the show before, which is related to poor lifestyle. Now, what this abstract has shown, what this research has shown, is that markers associated with increasing the risk of heart attack and probably even progression of underlying heart disease in people who have already got some heart disease has been significantly increased risk from 11% at 5 years risk of heart attack to 25%. Now, that's a huge increase. If this is true, then it's very concerning indeed. But in medicine, in good science, we never rely on one study. We need to replicate these findings. However, what I will share with you today on GB News is a few days ago, after this was published, somebody from a very prestigious British institution, cardiology department, researcher, a whistleblower, if you like, contacted me to say that the researchers in this department had found something similar within the coronary arteries linked to the vaccine, inflammation from imaging studies around the coronary arteries. And they had a meeting, and these researchers at the moment have decided they're not going to publish their findings because they are concerned about losing research money from the drug industry. Now, this person was very upset about it, and I wanted to obviously share this on GB News today. What I would say is that we then, knowing this information, which is very concerning, Stephen Gundry's paper in circulation, and also anecdotal evidence. I mean, I have a lot of interaction with the cardiology community across the UK, and anecdotally, I've been getting told by colleagues that they are seeing younger and younger people coming in with heart attacks. Now, what does this mean in terms of the data? We have to put the jigsaw, the pieces together. We know since July, there's been almost 10,000 excess non-COVID deaths. And most of those, or significant proportion of those, are being driven by circulatory disease, in other words, heart attack and stroke. There's been a 30% increase in people dying at home, and often these are because of cardiac arrest. Of course, this is also something close to my heart, because my own father is one of those statistics. He had a cardiac arrest at home July the 26th, so when this data has been collected. So where do we go from here? I think the signal is quite strong. I personally think that this needs investigating. So I think the Joint Committee of Vaccines and Immunization should absolutely investigate this. I think that the researchers, I really hope that they take a look in the mirror and realize the ones from where this whistleblower's come from, they realize that they should publish this stuff because their duty primarily is to patients, not the interest of the drug industry. And I think the third thing, and this has been a discussion that's been ongoing, I think now it's high time that policymakers around the world put an end to the mandates, because I think if this signal is strong and if it's correct, then history will not be on their side and the public will not forgive them for it, Alex. So this is very concerning. It needs investigating, and hopefully it can be resolved very soon. I think the other thing to mention as well, we shouldn't ignore the other possibilities of why there's been an increase in heart attacks. So part of the stuff I've done in my research and analysis over the years is looking at the lifestyle factors that drive heart disease and heart attacks. And the other things that we know have also happened, which also I'm sure a contributing factor, is people's diets got worse in general over
the
last
year. So, yeah, he's trying to be fair and trying to find some other reason. But we know in the internal documents they knew it would cause this. And, of course, University of Texas, under initiative of Obama, did a test We spiked protein creating vaccines and found the same thing in rats. Almost all of them died of cardiac problems or the lungs being eaten. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We have launched the most important sale of the year because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So, right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning, and it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body. And it tastes great, and it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've got it done. Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Justice be done. May the heavens fall, ladies and gentlemen. At the Ghislaine Maxwell pedophile ring Jeffrey Epstein trial going on with Comey's daughter as the prosecutor. They've sealed much of the case. You've got this other judge being promoted by Chuckie Schumer. The fixes and the cover-ups going on. And we know that. She said she won't let anything lewd or impure come out. Oh, so to protect this, they're going to allow these people to basically cover up what's been going on. But then I curiously saw these headlines come out yesterday that 701 previous flights covered up by the FAA had taken place. But in part of a document dump, the FAA admitted to 700 other plus flights. Well, Donald Trump, Prince Andrew, and Bill Clinton all flew on Jeffrey Epstein's jet. Pilot tells Ghislaine Maxwell's trial. But funny, Donald Trump's not on any of the logs. And I'm not here to just to defend Donald Trump. If it comes out, then you know that's fine. He lied about it. I'll be really, really concerned. But Roger Stone lives in that area. He knows Trump well. He does have some Trump-Epstein stories. You know, they are socialites. The fact that he would come to Mar-a-Lago, that's not a secret. He was a high roller. But is Trump really connected to this? And what do we make of this coming out in the trial? Because the corporate media is always trying to file these fake lawsuits and things by women claiming Trump raped them. It turns out every case is fake. It's false. I sure hope this isn't true. They don't show any evidence, but this is under oath. Roger Stone is in the field for one segment. Roger, thanks for popping in to give us your expert view.
Alex, I absolutely had to come on today because I believe that this assertion by the pilot is completely false. Let me tell you why I believe that. First of all, I covered everything you know today about Jeffrey Epstein is in my book, The Clintons' War on Women, published in 2015. I reviewed all of the existing flight logs from the FAA at that time. I also had the opportunity to ask candidate Trump about it. He's never been on Jeffrey Epstein's plane. Here is why. In 1989, a helicopter that was leased by the Trump Organization, which Donald Trump was supposed to be on, but at the last minute canceled that trip in order to meet with me, crashed in the Pinelands, and everyone aboard, three of his executives and two pilots, were killed. From that time in 1989, it was Donald Trump's strict policy never to fly on any airplane, commercial or private, other than his own plane, where he could oversee the maintenance. The idea that he, therefore, was on Jeffrey Epstein's plane, I believe, is entirely false. And isn't it interesting that in the new records released, I think by mistake, actually, by the FAA, Donald Trump's name is nowhere. What the media is seeking to do is distract us from the fact that it is the Clintons who are on the Lolita Express. It was Bill Clinton who visited the Orgy Island on 17 occasions. It was Jeffrey Epstein who provided the seed capital for the Clinton Foundation. Jeffrey Epstein was an active liberal Democrat. He was never a friend of Donald. He was never a social companion of Trump. They didn't party together. Trump was never on Epstein's plane. I believe this is a vile lie.
Well, I know that all the other times they try to connect him to Epstein were they show photos of them at public events or at Mar-a-Lago, which is, again, a socialite meeting ground. But you did tell me a story about Trump being invited to a party where he saw Epstein with little kids and that Trump hauled ass out of there.
Yeah, Trump told me, this is in my book, that he was invited to a reception at Epstein's home in Palm Beach. And when he approached, he saw a bunch of children in the swimming pool. He said to his security guy, what a guy that Jeff Epstein is, letting the neighborhood kids use his pool. Once he got inside the building, it became quite uncomfortable and he left. There is no social party connection between these two. None whatsoever.
Roger, I know you're in the field. I have a lot of fans walking by there. What are you up to in Florida?
I came down here to meet with General Michael Flynn. Because I believe that that his greatest days of public service lie ahead. Now, I've been very clear about the fact that Donald Trump is my first, second, and third choice for president in 2024. But in the event that the president decides not to run, well, I'd like to go out and try to draft General Michael Flynn. The attacks on him going on right now, saying that he's a Satanist, a pedophile, that he worked for the Israelis, these things are all completely false. Why are they targeting him? I'll tell you why. They fear Michael Flynn. He's a man of God. He is a solid Christian. He is a great believer in the Constitution, and he is a patriot. I just had a great meeting. I left with him a little while ago. He's not interested in running for public office, but I am convinced that should that time come, he would do his duty to his country.
Roger, let me just say this. You know I never get involved in infighting, but if I need to expose something, I will. The main group I noticed that put out this lie about Flynn that he was doing an occultic prayer, Madame Blavatsky or whatever, I went and looked it up. And there are also 1,000-plus-year-old prayers in the Catholic Church about the 7 rays of light. And he said somebody gave him a card about St. Michael that his mom named him after and that he likes to read that. I believe that. I saw the speech. So the idea that a cultist later copied Catholic doctrine when Flynn's a well-known Catholic, Irish Catholic, is just asinine. And so the guy's given speeches about let's unify all Christians together to save the country. And the media says, oh, look, he wants separation of church and state removed. So they attacked the speech he gave in San Antonio. They attacked the speech he gave up in Iowa. And I just know that the people doing that have said horrible lies about me, that I'm a Russian agent and I'm going down because one time I was going to go over there to be on Max Kaiser's show and I got a visa. And they went, oh, look, he got the business visa so he can go for 2 years. Yeah, because I didn't know if I'd ever go. And I did. Didn't go. But like going to Russia now means you're a Russian agent with the people that say that Flynn is a devil-worshipping pedophile. No, I say that they're Pharisees. They're people masquerading as Christians to lead Christians into discord and war with each other. And I rebuke them in the name of Jesus Christ.
I could not agree more. Look, General Flynn told me himself that it was a prayer to St. Michael. It comes out of Catholic liturgy. But how ironic that those Christians who are attacking him have a long record of anti-Semitism and anti-Catholicism. This is a vile smear. General Flynn is one of the greatest men I've ever had the privilege to know. And as I said, his greatest public service lies ahead. Alex, you're exactly right. Why all of a sudden this concerted attack on Flynn coming from many, many quarters? It's because they realize that as a former director of intelligence, he knows where the bodies are buried.
Well, you also notice he's been doing interviews. Exactly. He knows where the bodies are buried. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
And he did a great interview with you just recently, which I've commended to many people. He's a great man. And when you see this stuff on the Internet, you need to know right now, these are vile smears. This is disinformation.
Well, I mean, I go off my gut, but also I judge a tree by its fruits. The enemies of America went after Flynn and wanted him out. Obama and Hillary and the globalists and George Soros. And now anybody attacking him is in alignment with them. And the Holy Spirit tells me General Flynn is good. My gut feels good around him. I feel strong around him. I like him. And my gut's never wrong. That's my spirit. In closing, I'm a little bit jealous. You were on Tucker Carlson's huge hit show. You sent me some photos last night. When is that going to air? Please put those on screen, guys.
Yeah, they haven't told me yet when that will air. I think it'll be in two parts because we had a good vibe going and we just kept going. I believe Tucker Carlson is not only the bravest journalist working today, I think he's the most important conservative working today because he's fearless. Because, like you, Alex, he goes where others fear to tread. So here's to you, Tucker Carlson. We had a great time, and look for that interview on Fox Nation. It'll be scheduled shortly.
And look for the same devils to say that Tucker Carlson's a devil worshiper.
Ridiculous. Absurd.
All right, Roger. Give people the best website for folks to visit and find everything out. Roger Stone.
Go to stonecoldtruth.com to see what I'm up to. And if you want to help me in my epic continuing struggle against the deep state, you can go to stonedefensefund.com. God bless you, Alex. God bless everyone at InfoWars. You are the tip of the spear. You are fighting for freedom. And the importance of InfoWars in this entire quagmire is it cannot be overstated. InfoWars is a beacon of truth and freedom. Stay tuned. God bless you.
Thank you. Hey, Roger, I don't know. You don't know about this yet, but it's going to be huge. We haven't even written about it yet on InfoWars, but we're covering it live. The FDA knew that the shots were causing heart attacks and killing people and suppressed it. The documents were just order released. We'll talk to you soon, Roger.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. you could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Suppress, and more documents have come out on that. He's been calling, as I have, for a Nuremberg II, for total violations of the Nuremberg Code, for illegally trying to force the public to take experimental injections. Even if they were legal and lawful injections, you can't make people take them. That's a lie being put out by the media. There were some cases in the South where blacks were forced to take shots, and then that got outlawed later. But those Supreme Court rulings are still in the books, and they're evil. They're part of the eugenics movement. Now, coming up, next segment, I'm going to lay out these incredible FDA documents that just got released today. That is the biggest news we've ever reported here with how important it is and what it ties into. So I'm going to do the best job I can next segment. But I just felt moved by God this morning to take a few pictures from my office and to show you some of my children. You've seen my son, Rex. He wanted to go on air when he was like 10, 11 years old, some. These days he doesn't want to be on air, so he's not on air. It's his choice. You know Rex, he's a great guy. I love him so much. But I have three daughters. And my family's private. But you know the globalists are coming for all our children now with forced inoculations. The preparations are being announced here and all over the world. The European Union president, who's unelected, a dictator, said they're preparing for it. I'll cover that coming up in the next half hour. But we really need to think about everybody's children as our own, because what can be done to somebody else's children can be done to yours, and that's why we have empathy. So here's a photo. This is just a little printout of myself and my four-year-old daughter, when she was not even two, and my middle daughter, who's 13 now, so I guess she was about 11 then, 10 and a half. But that's what we stand up for. That's what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what the system's coming for. That's what we have to stand up for. Here's another one of myself and my middle daughter and older daughter. 4 years ago in Hawaii. Doesn't seem like a million years ago. So much more freedom then, but still the creeping evil being set up around us now. They've sprung the trap. What a beautiful afternoon that was in Kauai, the Green Island. And then here's one where my middle daughter, this is a couple years ago before I grew my beard, about 3 years ago, she's like, hey, Dad, let me just dump this smoothie she just made. Let me just dump this on your head. And I said, okay. And so my other daughter took a snapshot of that. And there you go. This was hanging on my older daughter's door, but we just moved out of our house to put the money in the fight against the globalists. So I stole it, took it to my office. But my older daughter loves this photo she took. Me acting silly. That's all the fun. And here's my middle daughter and my older daughter. 2 years ago was Smokey and the Bandit. That's the two brother Bengal cats. But that's what we're fighting for, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we're standing up for. And I just cannot let them do this. And I know you can't as well. So I'm asking you, and I'm asking those that then tune in later, and I'm asking those that have this sent to them to share it as well, and that will create the chain reaction. to take this live feed and to take the archive that's posted at band.video and freeworldnews.tv and upload it everywhere you know and share with everyone you know so they understand what's happening. And will this one-time exercise show turn the tide? No. But will all we've done over the years turn the tide? Yes. I can tell you that we've massively influenced people like Elon Musk and Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh before he died and everybody. And that's not Alex Jones that did that. That's God. That's all of us together doing this. So I've seen the power of humanity taking action, and I know the power you have, and I'm telling you, the children are counting on you to protect them. Maximum red alert. Unelected EU president calls for forced inoculations. UK, Australia, US also developing plans for forced injections. I have the videos. I have the newscast. I have checkpoints and people that are being taken to quarantine centers. People, but now they're saying they're going to send the military to your house to arrest you if you're not inoculated in some of the provinces. I had a member of their parliament on yesterday. This is martial law. This is how they roll it out ahead of the global financial collapse and the Great Reset. In their own words, searching people's cars for people that don't have their vaccine passports at checkpoints. I mean, this is North Korea come to the land down under. And now it's being announced in Canada and the UK and New Zealand and Europe and here. It's all planned on the CDC site. We're just a freer, more wild population, so they've got a problem. We've got some good governors and good legislatures and some good mayors, but they've taken over almost all the cities are blue. And they're moving ahead with this. So you're going to see exoduses out of all the blue cities. You're going to see the further collapse of the U.S. That's their plan. But we still have to pull back. We can't take the shots. But that's still the plan. And then now finally coming after our children to just destroy confidence in U.S. government institutions, destroy confidence in the FBI, the FDA, and then the U.N. and the globalists will come in as the saviors, talking about how it was wrong what our nation states did. This is all a plan to discredit our countries and collapse them. That's Klaus Schwab's own admissions. My wife the other day was like, why do you talk about Klaus Schwab constantly? Is he really that powerful? And I said, absolutely. He's the head corporate chair of the world government. He's the head of the Bilderberg Group, sweetheart. And they're making a move on us right now. All right? So, we're going to come back and cover all the news. I'm going to say this right now. Tell everybody, tune in now. Infowars.com/show. Share that live feed with that headline right now on your email, your text message, and tell others, share it now. This is a life and death situation. Do you understand? It's all coming down now. Obama and Fauci creepily going up and helping hold little kids while they inject them with GMO garbage linked to massive death and illnesses that they know was going to happen. Tyranny's not coming. It's here. Tyranny's not coming. It's here. And you look at these poor people not knowing what they're being hit by, just like all the articles I've got here out of Europe and out of the other parts of the world where they've been caught doing secret experiments before, killing foster children, including what Fauci ran all over the United States. That's mainstream news. I've got all that information. People with histories of knowingly killing foster children like they were lab rats in illegal experiments are now at schools with parents lined up to see Obama and see Fauci so they can hover over like the angels of death they are and get off on the sickness they're involved in. These are conscious, psychopathic, murdering killers. And I told you, pedophilia is only the entree to the larger feast that is killing our children en masse. It is just the first dinner, the hors d'oeuvre. We'll be right back. Tune in now. We have launched the most important sale of the year because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So, right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning, and it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body. And it tastes great, and it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The drums of war. Globalist great depopulation operation of Agenda 2030. Live. We're now going to be entering here in about a month and a half, the third year of their war. And by the year 2030, they intend to have, depending on the document, 80 to 90% of us pushing daisies. Would you like to stop it now, or would you like to wait till it gets a lot worse? All right, let me give you the giant news data dump the most important consortium of news, all of this together, that I've ever covered on 28 years on air. Let's just start at the top story. Remember this report a few weeks ago? Wait, what? Even the Reuters said FDA wants 55 years to process Freedom of Information Act requests over vaccine data. Why would they want that? Shots started in late January 2021 in the United States, about 4 months before in the UK. CDC documents in October that leaked confirmed last year that they knew it would cause heart attacks, massive heart attacks. Well, here is the data dump. Number one bombshell, as ordered by the courts, the FDA must release the data it based in its EUA for the Pfizer shot. The FDA requested the courts to keep the information confidential for no less than 55 years, but the law says they've got to release it. The court returned with an order to release 500 documents a month. I would imagine that judge will probably get assassinated by these people real quick, but he'll still be right with God. And they released their first tranche of the first month of the data. Did you hear that? And guess what was found? Get ready for this. We start with the first release of 30 pages of AE, including death. How this product wasn't taken off the shelves within the first month is beyond me. Oh, really? That's what the British regulators said. They gave it a yellow slip the first month, and the British military, running it, put out a report saying over 65 shouldn't take it, under 16 shouldn't take it, and pregnant mothers shouldn't take it. But I've got all these newscasts saying, if you're a pregnant mother, be sure and take the shot. It's good for your baby. I have a clip from CBS News Today and NBC saying that when they know the numbers are miscarriages off the chart. But they're just reading the teleprompter message from Big Pharma. Because how would they be killing babies? They're telling me it's good for babies. This is a war to kill you. And if they can kill women's babies when they're pregnant, they can get away with anything. Here it is. We start with the first release of the 30 pages. That's all they released. That's just in the first day to day. They're going to release 500 over the month. The first 30 pages. Imagine what else is coming out of the bad reactions. Was 1,227 deaths in just the first days. They only did it for part of January. So by February, these are Pfizer and FDA documents. Read yourself. And right there, phmpt.org. Bigger than Dallas. Number three, looking at the amount of AEs recorded for the first 42,000, it is jaw-dropping. What's worse, out of the record adverse events, that's what AE means, about 1.37 is death. This is an insane number. The FDA admits these are ONKE recorded adverse events that are considered above mild. Oh, they only report above mild. Oh, what else are they not telling you? There was so much more that wasn't released. That's what the lawsuits have proven. Is the whistleblowers are like, no, we covered up. And so this data is weak. This is watered down. This is the cover up. Oh, my. Whoa. And I've got all these cardiologists around the world saying they're seeing record heart attacks and problems. And then all these big research institutes in the U.S., in the U.K., in Germany, in Japan are saying we're being told to cover this up or we won't get research money by our bosses. And they're going public. Yeah. So what? You're going to fire me? What? You want me to help kill people? Because if you know this and don't do anything, you are an accomplice. Number four, please keep in mind that these adverse events that were recorded in the first 3 months alone from December 1st to February 28th. By all means, and confirmed by Pfizer, these are only recorded AEs. These are the ones they didn't challenge. And therefore, it might be a small sample of the true number of AEs that actually took place. Number five, 270 cases reported as spontaneous abortions. One report was twins. Spontaneous, within hours, confirmed. And they've got TV shows saying, if you're pregnant, be sure and take the shot. It helps your baby. 17 serious cases of breastfeeding babies. Serious cases detailed. Wasn't detailed. More proof of conspiracy theories were correct. This experimental drug passes through lactating mothers. Unforgiving. And it starts growing prions in the baby. Spongiform encephalopathy. Here is, in my hand, the first 30 pages, and I guess it's going to be make the WikiLeaks look tame. I guess they're going to release 30, 40 pages a day for the month. It's December 1st. They followed the court order. To see, oh, it's all legal. Oh, it got approved by the president. Oh, it was all emergency authorization. Okay, we killed you. Big deal. And we're not going to stop. And Trump sits there. You know, I don't know if Trump was on Alita Express. Probably wasn't. His M.O. isn't a pedophile thing, but I'll tell you this. Trump doesn't come out against this now. Trump is aiding and abetting the mass murder of children. And he better say he was misled and come out against these people right now. Or I declare war on Donald Trump. I don't care if you're black. I don't care if you're white. I don't care if you're rich. I don't care if you're poor. I don't care where you came from or who your mommy or daddy was. You don't stand up against this. You're my enemy. You understand that? Because this is the tip of the iceberg. You got to go read this for yourself. This is the first 30 pages of 500 pages they have to release a month. Can you imagine what else is there? Well, we have a good idea, and Robert Barnes lands today. He's filing a lawsuit on Thursday, no, on Friday in Waco for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on the whistleblower from the Pfizer data, just in the test in Texas, where they covered up the adverse reactions. These are the ones that got through. Can you imagine? This made it through the filter. We open the phones up, and it just floods with people whose family died or had heart attacks right after they got the shot. I'm going to go to break. I'm going to come back with the dictatorship they're rolling out and the forced inoculations coming next and how this is designed to trigger a civil war and how do we thread the needle and not do that. Because I don't want a war with the military or the federal police or any of you people, but you work for criminals that have hijacked the country, and when you follow their orders, you make yourself an enemy of the nation itself, because I represent the United States of America and my ancestors that fought and died for this country, and I love this country. And any of you serving these foreign powers and these globalist criminals, these mad scientists, have put yourselves on the wrong side of history. And you will be destroyed. Not by me. You will be destroyed by the will of God. Turn back now. Repent now. Get on your knees and ask the Holy Spirit for guidance, and then join humanity peacefully stopping this. It's only going to get worse. You're going to be forced one way or another to repent. We'll be right back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Experimental shots they knew caused massive miscarriages, massive heart attacks, massive blood clots, incredible spikes in heart swelling, and so much more. And that's just a side effect of what it really does long term, colonizing your body with protein crystals similar to what causes mad cow disease or spongiform encephalopathy in humans. You understand? So, that is now public. The first 30 pages of the 500 pages they're ordered to release a month. Can you imagine what the next tranche, the next slice is going to be? And if you're wondering why these madmen would do this, they want to kill you. Throughout history, there are rulers on a routine basis that decide they want to kill the majority of people. You know, that's not just in the Bible. it's not just in the Ten Commandments with Charlton Heston, my old friend. God rest his amazing soul. Oh, that is name dropping. I'm proud to know that guy. That is in the archaeology. That's in the other histories, the Greek histories and others, that pharaohs would routinely just order all these different countries they controlled. I mean, Egypt controlled like many, many countries at different points. They would just say, you know, kill all your kids. There's too many of you. And the Aztecs did it, and the Babylonians did it at times, and the Druids all over Europe. I mean, every time they're building a new road and a bulldozer goes through, they'll just find whole areas with just tens of thousands of buried babies with their, you know, that have been killed in different ways. This is something humans have been doing a long time, and it's sick. Oh, but it's survival of the fittest. They've got to cull the earth. There's too many of us. Okay, well, I got an idea. How about Prince Charles joins his father? How about Bill Gates joins Prince Philip as well? I mean, I'm not going to kill you. I'm just saying, everybody knows you're killing us. The head of Pfizer. Hey, buddy boy, oh, you're going to get us arrested? Oh, the CIA's going to get me? Oh, my God, I'm so scared. You're murdering everybody. I cannot not fight you. I have no fear of you. Not because I don't like to live, but because I cannot live watching you murder everybody, you chicken neck maggot. I'm going to get you and do that. Last thing we do. So, I'm going to control myself. I'm about to really get angry, and people never see me actually get angry. I just want you to know, I want you to know that you will pay for eternity for what you've done. So, that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. And they love it. They love killing our children. They get off on it. I mean, roll B-roll for TV viewers of the Pfizer CEO on TV going, oh, he's got a new vaccine for Omicron, and he's just sitting there in darkness. Yeah, like we can't see you, you monster! You mass murderer! Sorry, let me get back to the news here. They think they're just going to calmly mosey on in their suits and fly around in their private jets and kill everybody. No, no, no. What they've been doing to the third world a long time, now they're doing to us. And so they're going to lock us up and not let us travel and not let us live unless we take a shot. And now they're like, oh, that's not enough. Now we're going to come with the military and make you take it. Oh, that's a real good mission for the military. You go, well, it'll cause a war. We'll defeat them. That's their plan. They want everything breaking down so bad and falling apart that then all those little corporate facilities they've got with those drones that have got everything from Oxycontin up to fentanyl, that's the, quote, non-lethal, even though it kills about 12% of people in the secret studies when they spray it on cities, to actual nerve gas, where if you get even microns of it, you're dead. They've got all of those waiting. If we don't just go along with them, then they'll just launch those. Well, then launch them. Because I'll assure you in the end of it, you're not going to get away with it. You're going to be dug out of your damn holes long after I'm a dead, rotting fish. But it won't be too long after. You are destined to pay. And you will pay. These people do not have the fear of God in them, and they're going to get it. And by the way, folks, when I tell you all this stuff, you can actually look it up. The Sunshine Project in Texas has now been disbanded. 30 years ago, got secret documents that they accidentally did classified about a Marine Corps project alone across the U.S. to have helicopters spray a substance that was classified as fentanyl, produced by MIT, on cities that rebel. And they estimated that 10 to 15%, I just said 12%, I'm trying to average it, 12.5% would die. Just from the fires and explosions and people running their cars off roads. And so they recommended to spray everybody at night for occupation. There'd be a lower death number. I mean, this is the kind of stuff. And then the Marine Corps freaked out and they reclassified that document. And the Sunshine Project got visited by the FBI, and they took it away from him, but not before it was put out. So, I mean, that's 30 years ago or so. They were loading up the helicopters with the knockout gas. Now they got drones. So that's what we're facing. So everybody just needs to get ready. And, FBI agents, all you're not going to get a little call on your InfraGuard, phone that, you might want to get out of the city today. Something's about to happen. You're all dead too. And your kids. So your bosses are going to kill you. Have you figured that out yet? You don't just think they're going to just leave everybody alone and leave the people to help kill everybody around, do you? No, you know history. You know how it works. You're all dead from your bosses. But you were picked because you're subservient on a power trip, and you think you're in charge, and you're delusional, and you have a low IQ, so you will be destroyed by your bosses. But there are people out there who are not stupid, and that's who this show is for. I've got Dr. Zelenko coming up. And what I'll do with him is I'll play the dictatorship announcements and all the forced injection announcements and Biden and going around with Obama and Fauci to the facilities while they're injecting the children. That image alone sends me into a rage. Yeah, I mean, this is modern war. And see, I told you it'd be normalized where everybody's dying. And wow, is it the shot? Oh, you're arrested for that. And I mean, we predicted all this because it's not a prediction, ladies and gentlemen. The New World Order has been out in the open about all this. And where they want to take us is an absolute dystopia. And we're already getting there, as you see. The further this goes along, the worse things get. It's never going to end. It's never going to stop. How long is that new John Bowne report? I haven't even seen it yet, but I know it's going to be big. How long is that, guys? Okay, it's 420 long. Can we trust the prosecution of Ghislaine Maxwell or that? Maximum red alert. Unelected EU president calls for forced inoculations. UK, Australia, US also deploying, developing plans for forced injections. Fauci's dead babies in mass graves from the past. Very powerful Gregory's report. The smallpox tell of Bill Gates. We're going to air that next segment. The Dr. Zelenko's on. And I'm going to try to just calmly hit the rest of this. But the good news is more and more scientists are coming out. Whistleblowers are coming out from inside government and outside saying this is evil. This is wrong. It's killing people. It's designed to. And so a reckoning's here, and things aren't going as well as the globalists thought. I'm just not going to lie to you and tell you they won't start a nuclear war or send in the drones and just start spraying all the cities and claiming hackers and terrorists did it. And then, the government is saving me when it's actually the criminals that run the technocracy that did it. This is not your government. This is psychotic demons. This is global domination. This is much bigger than World War II. It's already begun. And so I am not a fatalistic person. I'm actually a big optimist. If you know what you're up against, you can beat it. But this is it. And I'm sorry it's so hardcore, and I'm sorry it's so real, but it is. Please support us. I don't know how long we'll be on the air, but I want to have a big, strong finish here before we all go off the air and the big war starts. So I don't know if it's 6 months, a year, 5 years. I'm trying to back them off. It looks like we actually might be able to do it, but so I can't be so fatalistic that I stop, promoting the funding of this. Plus, we have great products you need for your immune system. I would get Vitamin Refusion back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. That sale's going to end on Sunday. It's 40% off. DNA Force is incredible as well. It's 40% off. Everything's at InfoWarsStore.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We have launched the most important